So I would like to introduce Chris Vitello. Thank you.
All right. I have we have a strict time limit, and I have stuff that I want to do, so I'm going to go fast. Oh, no. You bastard. Two businessmen stand next to each other on stage and repetitively tie and untie their neckties at bad lengths and fiddle with their collars and sleeves.
I have to look my best.
It's a platitude, but there's a reason for that.
There's no latitude in a platitude.
That means nothing, but will seem profound if we pass by it quickly.
I have to look sharp. First impressions are important.
The first 15 seconds, that's the key. After that, you might as well comb your hair with a pork chop.
Clean hands, clean shirt, clean shaven face. I have to be as clean as possible.
I must sparkle.
I should continue to clean myself until I am blinded by my own image.
I must be positively sterilized.
Antibacterial, antiseptic, antifungal, and germicidal. I must clean.
Others should weep with joy as I pass in their corridors and share their elevators.
Some will sniff my air in a reverie.
Some will sniff my air in a reverie.
They will both love and fear me for my cleanliness.
They will neither love nor fear me. They will love and fear the cleanliness.
Equally, my entrance must impress.
It should bedazzle.
It should be dominant, assertive, self-confident.
My entrance should be like the end of some awful downtrodden era, some terrible condition afflicting everyone for too long.
I should indeed enter well.
Again, joyful hysterics must result.
I must make sure to do so.
Must. I must pass muster.
I must be a must-see.
I mustn't be musty.
My mustachio must cut the mustard, yo.
I don't even have to tell myself this since I already know it innately.
It's a habit of mine by now, and I don't mean what the nuns wear.
Second nature.
Old news.
Old hat.
No, new hat.
Of course.
All of this is reflexive, but still bears repeating.
It does not bear repeating.
It is superfluous.
It is roundabout, redundant.
It turns over upon itself.
It impresses only with its length.
It is an empty volume.
It is an empty volume.
It has gotten me this far, and I shan't abandon it now.
It's a pleasure to meet you.
I feel precisely the same way.
All right, this next thing is a book that I've been working on for a long period of time. It's called Irresponsibility, and the project behind it is I was trying to prove in the shape of poetry that writing, choosing to write, was not by default an irresponsible act. This was written at the beach. Brent, my project today is to collect white rocks. How to do it? Collect white rocks and bring them back to the house to dry. Some change color when they dry. Wind is air moving because of temperature differentials. Sand is the result of erosion and then the agent of erosion. Water moves directly and indirectly because of temperature differentials and erosion. Before any condition is incomprehensible. Keep going back and back. Keeping the poem in the middle of the page becomes its raison d'etre. Film has drained attention out of seeing. The lyric drains a category of thinking out of reading. Between each line, a bite of Rebecca's seafood crepe. Restricting movement, reducing the number of variables, ways to define geographies against each other. I'm hesitant to write we. The door is either open or closed, and there are many states of being open. This word has four letter forms. Iris keeps interrupting. Don't read as events happening. When the book is closed, it is a possibility and a memory. The closed book is a temporal exception. The sun is the original energy input into every system. Test this. If I've read it somewhere, cut this. Linearity isn't singularity. I keep going back for white rocks. I have to set my dislikes aside. Listing is a shape. To be able to enter it at any point and move internally in any direction, anything shapeless is seductive and its desire escapism. Where the land meets the sea, a mutable linearity subjected to external variables. If X is an abstract thing and you write to set X aside, you are physicalizing X. Proofs plod. These were written in the mountains. Yesterday we saw across the valley. Today we see across the road. Iris will not settle into playing. She will be bored all day regardless. I can't flow with the interruptions today. 6 different types of moths around the front porch light. Rain on leaves here sounds almost exactly like wind in leaves, though the rain sound is vertical. Closing your eyes is lying to yourself about fooling yourself. Should have written my and myself. A series is a defense and a concealment, unfocused. To be is the verb behind all verbs, except to be. This is 4 letter forms, and this is a pronoun that represents this. And reference, we've all got that going on. Vicky said that she could care less, and she meant she could not care less. If the idea is optimally down or moved along and the sentences are dull or all the same length or awkward, I'm not going to do anything about them. Guilty. Last night, the sound of either a sudden wind or a sudden shower. Neither Vicky nor I got up to see which. The valley is completely full of a cloud. In the toy shop, a sign that's supposed to be funny, unattended children will be sold as slaves. Trying to avoid bad faith is not by default good faith. Attack and retreat. More than 6 types of moths today. Glimpsing houses through the mist along the Blue Ridge Parkway. Vicky's first thought, what a sweet house. My first thought, what would it be like to live here? The pupil does not exist. It is a name for a hole. War is interaction. I don't really like Hyacinth and Robert because they don't ask any questions. The legal system is set up to determine a conviction or an acquittal. I have lost a sense of where to break the line. I guess I will try my way back into it. Practicing on a sentence from the newspaper. Tank fire destroyed the mosque's 50-foot-tall minaret from which the insurgents were attacking. Iris played with toy guns for the first time today. And these last 2 were written in Baltimore. This sky is empty. These houses crouch. They can't jump. They can't crouch either. You can guess who came up with it, language. When I write that the father hits the son with a softball and does not console him, I'm describing what is in my visual field. Goobs, does every sentence have at some bottom level the same subtext? And shouldn't we name this? Disappointment. 2 perfect rows of small trees, their trunks divided right at the ground. Helicopters. Samuel Smith posed, dressed as Napoleon. Vicky, I am always interrupting you. Our pauses don't line up right. 2 motorcycle cops looking intently down the hill remind me of owls. Not noticing someone noticing. Owls never remind me of motorcycle cops. A girl screaming because she can. Thanks. That book I'm writing, it's about irresponsibility, so I've decided that I'm writing it, I only write it when I'm on vacation, which I think is a good decision. Okay, now to choose between, what is the third thing to read here? I have 2 things. The funny one or the not funny one?
Funny one.
I'll read the funny one, but it's not really funny. It's funny in that dark way. It's entitled, this is my, the funny one is my World Trade Center poem. sorry. Everybody who's a writer has probably either decided, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and write a 9/11 piece, or I'm going to resist writing a 9/11 piece because maybe I can't write about... Anyway, this is what I wrote, and it's not actually really that coherent. It's more like, I think of it as aphorisms. So maybe every line should be its own page. It's entitled, A Life That Begins with the Opposite of a Death and Ends with the Opposite of a Birth. I'm going to read it fast. The president talks like he always has a hair in his mouth. There needs to be a duplicate of everything and an understudy for everyone. Secret Town is the real nation's capital. Only the citizens of Secret Town know this, but the people of Secret Town are not aware of the rest of the country. They're not aware of us. The president will take care of everything. I'll take care of everything, he says. The role of skill in blackjack is indeterminate. Any decision, no matter how skillful, can be foiled by luck, the specific terms of which shift slightly as each card is revealed. When he's by himself in the White House, the president imitates past presidents in front of a full-length mirror. He suspects himself then of spying on himself. The city council of Reno, Nevada, fears the light of the sun. Their slot machines know more about the economy than I do. The president painstakingly checks his body for ticks with a tongue depressor. I don't want to go to Secret Town, he complains. The layout of a casino is analogous to the mammalian circulatory system. One president rubs the shoulders of another president. You've had a difficult day, baby, he says. The vice president has been secreted in the interest of national security. Secrecy is safety, sing the presidents as their first ladies bunny hop. They bunny hop well. After World War I, when the European powers divided the Middle East according to natural resources they wanted and named the countries, I'm sorry, I lost my train of thought there. After you flush the toilet on Air Force One, you hope that three cherries come up on the top of the lid. You say, come on, cherries. When two presidents stand together, it's like having the World Trade Centers back again. Now, we let the one with fewer votes win. But some are quick to say it's an even bet either way. If maps were sentient, they would hate themselves. They would never stop throwing up. When one candidate lifted the other candidate's arm and then pulled it down, the candidate gave his campaign speech. My Christmas list. Those conversation hearts you get at Valentine's Day. A good magnifying glass, like with a little extra magnification bubble. Something sincere to say aloud to people to make them self-aware. The president of Reno commemorates the construction of the new World Trade Center casino by having small replicas of the towers carved out of frozen butter. Everyone else gets together to keep something secret from the president. As soon as you leave it, the Sunni triangle forgets you. Will you be my president? The senator broke my heart. And on the weekend, too. The king of Secret Town uses a magnifying glass for everything. He pulls his shoes on with tweezers, squinting through the glass. His spies tape record you sleeping and eating and memorize exactly how you blink. The slot machine sound of coins coming down, asks the president. Is it imitation or is it real? The presidents plot to overthrow their own government and install themselves as president. Blackjack is made of time the same way that the ocean is made of waves. My daughter doesn't know she's a citizen and she doesn't know she lives in a nation. The president wants to change his logo. None of the many secret World Trade Centers has been compromised. I am president of you. I am your president, she whispered. In Reno, they added vowels to the casino alphabets to bring the number of vowels equal to the number of consonants. Everybody's a winner. The vice president of Secret Town is always kept asleep with powerful drugs in case. Spies don't have to eat. They just have to photograph someone eating, noted the debating candidate. I want to bathe the president again and again, the incumbent countered. Some of us are spies without knowing it. As I read this, I'm thinking, what kind of a person would be reading this? I'm making a mental note. Every 15 seconds, somewhere in the world, lightning strikes a casino. My daughter sleeps hugging a little plush stuffed World Trade Center tower. The news crawl along the bottom of the television screen moves at the speed of reading. It implies its indefinite linear extension beyond both sides of the screen, but by the time the end of a sentence is on screen, the beginning of that sentence is gone. The presidents are thinking of a number. I want to apologize to you, Murat, for this next one. Ataturk's casinos were known for their roulette parlors, but roulette is a game in which the result of one revolution does not impact the result of the next revolution. It's like the worst pun I've ever written. The Secretown Casino goes out of business the same evening it opens. Doing his daily double Dutch jump roping, the president sings, I am me and me simultaneously. At what moment in our history did the dead Americans outnumber the living ones? The president's mind has memorized two specific bits of footage from the World Trade Centers, the being hit by the second plane and the first tower collapsing. This footage aesthetically fascinates him, the gray cloud billowing out. Apparently, said the president, nothing happened before photography. An image of a weapon is a weapon. The president of all the casinos has succumbed to tremors. Blackjack dealers attend to him at his bedside. Every time he gets a little better, the dealers change. Sometimes we have to live in a police state in order to avoid living in a police state. The rubble from the World Trade Center should be cataloged and put in public libraries so we can check pieces out and bring them home for our families to see and hold. Despite daily skirmishes, the Sunni triangle's interior angles always add up to 180 degrees. Well, damn, it's pretty hot in there. A senior White House official announces that several letters will be cut from the national alphabet because of the budget. The real reason is that spies need these letters to communicate exclusively with each other. The vice president's fallback position is a mall parking lot in which he stages his vice government. They don't have anything to do, so they shoot skeet in order to stay sharp. I'm suspicious of my own DNA, but I'm not sure what I can do about it. I've noticed they always have DNA in all those trials. For my daughter's birthday party, I'm getting her an Attorney General-shaped pinata. Thanks a lot.
I did a reading with Chris, I guess, 4 years ago at Duke, and it was this multimedia performance, and I have to say it was one of the most fun readings I've ever done. And his book, Noun Swarms, a Verb, is a brilliant book, and it's designed like a Department of the Army book, if I remember rightly. It's very strange and beautiful, and it, introverts.
And it's on sale
in the back.